Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Dave Wanstead, and the coach joins us now on The Score Hotline. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, fellas. What's going on? Little schedule, draft. We got Bears back in the front page, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think it's, it's a ton of fun. I mean, I think that it's always fun to imagine how things are going. I just don't understand how they don't start the division schedule until November 17th, until whatever it is, a month after their bye week, for God's sake. It seems like just the craziest idea of playing your entire division schedule after week 11.
It is surprising, particularly I think Bear fans the last few years, it's always been Green Bay. I had heard, to be quite honest with you, that it was we were going to open up with Detroit on Monday night. That's the rumor that I had early in the week. Obviously, that did not come to be true. But I don't know, Molly, David. It might be a blessing. I mean, I look at the schedule. I always look at the opening game. I like the opener. I always wanted to be at home. I like that. They got a good draw there. Then you look at the last game. I don't like going to Green Bay. I don't like the way this season ends. Four out of the last six being on the road, at least half of them being division games. So that doesn't excite me. But I would say this, that I think the bye comes at a good time. The one thing, think about this now, since Flus has been there, when the Bears have come out in the bye week, and whether it was Luke Getsy, even though it was mostly offense we're talking about, they made changes on defense too. And Flus has to, he's obviously the head coach, so he's approving everything. Everything has his stamp of approval. And the one thing that they have done a great job, I think, of doing some self-evaluation in all phases and saying, what are we good at and what can't we do, guys? And making changes. They've come out of the bye, in my opinion, and have played pretty good. So with a young quarterback and a new offensive coordinator, I think the bye's a good time, particularly I love them. Hey, we're going to go and play Washington the next week, guys. It's not like we're going to go to San Francisco. So I don't know. The key is going to be starting fast, coming out of the blocks early the first month and getting some momentum going forward.
Dave, so they have three primetime games, and I referenced this morning that with almost 8 noon kickoffs, the 9th is 11:30 on Thanksgiving Day. With that much kind of convention, tradition, structure, it was a schedule that you probably would love because you could get your team accustomed to getting ready to kick off at noon on Sunday the way that a lot of coaches prefer. Is that an advantage? Why is that an advantage for the Bears?
Oh, I think you said it, David. You know, you played it. I mean, you know, a routine. Coaches, players, football is a routine thing. We do certain things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every week. And we start that a week or two into training camp to get everybody knowing when we're going to work on short yardage, knowing when we're going to do third down. And we're all kind of creatures of habit. And we don't have a month to do it. So I think when we can stay in our routine, there is an advantage to that. Now, you know, obviously the players love being on national TV and getting that exposure. It's good for the club. It's good for exposure, you know, Pro Bowls on and on. But I agree with you that they like the early games because of the routine.
You know, I think it's going to be fun to see the Bears go to Houston in week two, because Tennessee, I think the Bears, it's the only one I've seen a line for. They're favored by 4.5. I think that's a winnable game. Houston will learn a lot more about this team because Houston is kind of an up-and-coming team, and you can talk about the new quarterback for the Bears and the quarterback heading into his second year for Houston. I just kind of like that game where it's positioned.
Yeah, I do too, for a couple reasons. And I look at it, Molly, a little bit from a football standpoint. Yep. Houston is one of the simpler teams defensively. By simpler, I'm talking about schematically. They are going to play faster than you. They are not going to make mistakes. But for the most part, a lot like the Bears, and a lot like our old teams, and I hate referring back to what, you know, the Dallas and the Tony Dungy teams. Everybody says, oh, we know where you're at. Yeah, well, you know where we're at, but you still can't block us because we're going to execute faster and better than you are. So my point is, Caleb Williams, you don't want to face Washington week two, okay, with Dan Quinn down there. That's why I like the bye. They're getting a bye before Washington. And they're going to, because nobody blitzed more last year in the National Football League than what Dan Quinn did at Dallas. So you're going to need extra time to be ready for that. The Bears come off a bye. They're going to be ready for that. I wouldn't want to face Dan Quinn week two with a rookie quarterback, but I would. You're going to know where these guys are at against Houston. And now it's a matter of if we're going to be good enough to be able to block them.
Dave, I think that when you look at the schedule and you realize the Bears are playing five teams who will have first-year head coaches. And that's got to be an advantage. In year three of the Matt Eberflus regime, that's got to be something they take advantage of, whether it's preparation or structure you talked about. I don't think it's going to see it in schematic design. But the Bears, at some point in time, have to take advantage of the fact that they're going to be playing five teams where they have more experience at the head coaching spot than their opponent.
Yeah, and they will. I think that they will. That can go both ways. I mean, you know, sometimes the new head coach gets in there and stirs it up pretty good, and depending on the situation. But I agree with you, David. It should give you a little bit of advantage because these new head coaches, the reason you got the job is because your team wasn't very good. And, so you're going to have some adversity. And we don't know how these head coaches are going to handle adversity when it's their first time out of the block. So Flus has had plenty of adversity, and he's handled extremely well. So that should be an advantage. Absolutely, it should, from an experience standpoint.
You know, if I had to pick a part of the schedule that I like the least, Dave, the worst part of the schedule, it's the fact that the Bears are one of only four teams in the entire league, and those teams are the Bills, the Browns, the Vikings, and the Bears, that have three straight road games. So, you know, I get it. It's one of them is at Detroit. It's a short week. It's Thanksgiving. Then you go across the country to San Francisco. Then you come back to Minnesota. That's just a really difficult stretch from November 28th to December 16th.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, I don't know if you remember, Molly. I think it was my first or second year that we had three road games in 13 days, and somehow, somehow, we won all three of them, and it was like the first time that has happened in a long time where a team went on the road and won three. But I think, you know what, though? I mean, it's changed a little bit. Home field advantage back in the day used to be, to me at least, it was a bigger factor than it is today. And I think because of the crowd noise and the helmet cams and the quarterback stuff, it's not as big a factor as what it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So I don't like that stretch either, probably because it's on the road, but I don't like the teams that they're playing. You know, yes. That's what I would look at. Again, you know, it comes back to starting fast, and you never know. I know everybody's saying, oh, San Francisco, that's one we're going to lose. Hey, guys, let me ask you this. How many teams – I said this to David last night on the show, you know, when we were talking. How many teams before the season last year were scared to death – not scared to death, but overly concerned about playing the Jets with a top-five defense,
right,
and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Four plays into the season, everybody in the National Football League was trying to get the Jets on their schedule.
So and on the other hand, how many people feared the Texans a year ago? No, right. They were like, okay, right, that's a W. A year ago at this time, people were predicting the Houston Texans to be 6-11, and nobody feared them. A year later, they're coming off a playoff berth, and they've got the hottest young quarterback in the league.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's two extremes right there, you know, two ends of the spectrum right there where we can't lose sight of, you know, play them one at a time, take them as we get them. And there'll be a lot of things happen, you know, between that opener and when the season closes up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's difficult for rookie quarterbacks, generally speaking, in the NFL, and oftentimes because the top players are coming right out of college to the worst teams in the league, and the Bears probably a little better position to absorb a rookie quarterback than most teams are. I don't know many teams that would have the sort of receiving core that the Bears have built up seemingly overnight here, and it's a pretty good situation for the quarterback to come into. But it's still a rookie quarterback. How does that influence the way that you look at success this season, Dave?
Yeah, those things are all facts. You know, I was talking to North Turner yesterday, and we were talking about how Patrick Mahomes, you know, didn't play his first year. Alex right. Smith did, right. You know, and then you see C.J. Stroud last year. They kind of caught everybody by surprise. You know, Caleb Williams is in a real good situation because of his supporting cast, as is J.J. McCarthy at Minnesota. You know, Bryce Young last year didn't have much of a chance, to be quite honest with you. You know, I mean, their only receiver they had, DJ Moore, he was gone. So that has a lot to do with it, because these young quarterbacks, and since we're talking quarterbacks, I said this before, you know, the most intriguing thing to me about this team coming up is to see what type of offense that Shane Waldron comes up with week one with Caleb Williams? Are we going to just let this thing fly and say, okay, we got a lesser opponent, we should win this game, let's give them the game plan and go? Or are we going to play it close to the vest a little bit and try to build his confidence? That's intriguing. And I've seen, and I don't want to repeat myself, you know, but I am. I mean, I was in Chicago when Brett Favre was playing.
Sure.
Right out with Mike Holmgren, and I was at Miami when Tom Brady played his first year. So, I mean, I've seen and defended both of these guys, and both of them did it similar. It's funny because Holmgren, you know, as good offensive coach as there was, Belichick defense, but guess what? Both of them were real kid gloves with their quarterback to start off. By that, I mean there was a lot of screens, a lot of play action passes. Both teams were at least 60% run, and they were going to play defense. So, you know, let's keep an eye on that. After that first game, I'll be real curious to see what route that the Bears go.
Well, if he protects the football and relies on his arm talent, Dave, I think we looked at the schedule, and I talked Mully into having eight different opponents where you could envision the Bears having the advantage at quarterback. I know that may seem like a lot to you. It may seem like it's overstating it, but I do think it's potentially there for
Minnesota
the taking. Minnesota twice, yes. Eight times, though, they could have the advantage at quarterback.
I think it's a matter of what you do with them, guys. If you're talking about, David, just going out and throwing the ball and moving around, I would agree with you. But I think with your quarterback has an awful lot to what is the coach going to do with them and how you're going to use them. That has as much to me with the quarterback having success as anybody. You know, we darn near got Troy Aikman killed his rookie year because we tried running the Miami Dan Marino offense. Please, guys, no chance. Zero. Troy's about ready to go back to Oklahoma.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Tony Wise was the offensive line coach, and he was ready to go with him.
So Dave, what can you tell us about the news? Or you're going to be on Netflix more than Tom Brady coming up, huh?
Well, I don't know. Jerry's got the final read, so Jimmy says they're probably Jerry's. I thought it. Now, wasn't Michael Jordan's? Wasn't it a three-part series, The Last Dance?
It was six. Yeah.
Was it six? Yeah. Okay, because I was texting Jimmy last night. I said, well, Jerry outdid Michael Jordan, you know, because they said that Jerry's is going to be a
10-parter?
It's a 10-part series.
Yes, wait. And then here's the best part. Jimmy texted me and says, we were going back and forth. North turned it off and said, we can't wait to see how we did this thing. You know, it's not just football. It's really about how Jerry turned the NFL owners, took them from millionaires to billionaires. Because when they were leaving me after my Netflix thing, they were getting on a plane and flying to L.A. They were interviewing Rupert Murdoch, and then they were flying up to Oregon, and they were meeting with Phil Knight.
I'm sure your stories were better.
Well, yeah. We'll see what comes out. I'll tell you, after it all happens, I'll let you know how much of it they used. You know?
Oh, that's great, Dave.
Good
that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, great catching up with you, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. See you guys.
That is so funny. That's Coach Wants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.